You're listening to KPSQ LP Fayetteville. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily the opinions of this station. Please check with a trusted health advisor before following any medical advice.
Welcome to the Wendy Levitt Show with Topher Kogan, live from the third floor of the Chancellor Hotel on the historic Fayetteville Square. I'm Wendy Levitt, and on tonight's show, our musical guest is Randall Shreve. Our health guest is Jeffrey Perkins from Wilbur's Web, and we have an additional special guest, co-host of Frank and Beans podcast, Beth Franzak. How are you doing tonight, Topher?
I'm good. How are you, Wendy?
I'm great. So what's happening? What have you been doing this last week?
What has been happening? You know, haven't been to the gym. Still. I know, it's going on like the third week.
It's the third week. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
What are we going to have to do to get you moving? You got to keep that body moving.
I know, but I did go to the movies. That's kind of like a body moving thing. I moved my body to go to the movies.
You moved your body to get to
and
the
do you
movie
know
theater.
What happened?
What happened?
Okay. I don't know if I was just in like a weird little like slump, but I did the one thing I said I was not going to do when I go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
I bought concessions.
You did not.
I did. I bought
my
concessions.
Goodness.
It was
so
awful.
Not only have you not moved your body the last 3 weeks, what is going on?
I don't know. Maybe it's like a pre-winter funk. I don't know. But I just can't get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I went and saw Venom. Are you familiar with that at all?
I am not. So how was Venom? What would you rate Venom on a scale of 1 to 10?
As just a movie with Tom Hardy in it, mm-hmm. I would rate it like 7, 8-ish.
Oh,
like, not bad.
That's pretty good.
It's so weird. Tom Hardy has this art about him that, like, he can, like, always look, like, sweaty and kind of dirty, like, no matter where he's at.
And that's appealing?
I mean, like, it's an art form, honestly. But I will have to say, as, like, a comic book fan person, like, mm-hmm. it wasn't, I mean, like, anytime you have Venom, I just feel like you need to have Spider-Man. I mean, because the characters are so closely linked and, like, mm-hmm. how the character came to be is so closely related to Spider-Man. And
sure.
So just like as a Marvel movie,
mm-hmm.
it left me wanting more.
Oh, well.
But the acting was good in
it. That's a good thing, though, I think, sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're looking for the next one that's going
yes,
to come up.
It was no A Simple Favor, which I'm so happy about.
Mm-hmm. So I have to say, so if you wrote to me or came to me and said, I just can't seem to get myself moving. I've tried.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the movies. So you know what I would tell you first off?
What?
When you sit down in the movie theater,
mm-hmm.
you can just, you know, move your legs, move your arms, right?
Like to move the recliner thing so my legs is
yeah, don't lean back right away.
Okay.
Just start moving your limbs, you know, mm-hmm. and at least...
But what if that's distracting to the people next to me,
well,
like in the movies?
Well, not during the movie.
Okay.
I guess, you know, while you're... Because you probably get there. Well, maybe not you. I was thinking maybe you got there a little bit early.
Well, no, I usually do because I like trailers.
All right. So during the trailer, you really won't be bothering anyone.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe it'll be a start to just get your limbs moving, get your joints moving, get your body going, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what I do is if I can't get myself to the gym, and you know I love the gym, actually, because
mm-hmm.
I love to compete with myself and try to do a little more each time. If I can't seem to get myself there, then I have rules about that, you know, where I'll walk around the house, you know. Mm-hmm. Where I'm living now is sort of it's sort of round, you know. I can go around through the kitchen and living room and just, you know, do that a few times, get myself moving, move my limbs a little bit. But, you know, it's all whatever you can do to keep your body moving, it's not going to hurt, right?
Yeah, I know.
I thought the competition at the gym would drive you to return.
I know. It was just something about, I don't know, just this winter funk. I can't get to go. I just
it
don't
is
have
not
the
even winter.
I know. It's winter enough.
It's winter enough. Maybe you need a little pick-me-up, like a little B12 or something.
Maybe. You know, in high school, someone, so I used to be in marching band.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and those kids were like B12 pushers. They were like, you need some energy? Have some B12. And I was like, what is B12? I don't do drugs. It was weird. So I don't think I've had B12 before.
So now you have some negative connotations because it was offered to you so much.
All because of those trumpet players.
The trumpet. It was the trumpet
energy.
Players. Oh, my
it
goodness.
It was. The trumpet and flute players were pushing B12 on me.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, you can do your own research and figure out if it's something for you, just like anyone can. Just Google B12 and see what the health benefits are and if it might be something for you.
Yeah.
But, so I had a really good time at the Roast.
Yes, you were one of the celebrity judges.
It was so much fun. And so we judged it. We were all judgy together. Right?
Yes. We're just like Judge Judy. I loved it.
It was so much fun.
I was going to wear a robe.
You
but
were.
I didn't. Yeah.
You did not, but you did have a lovely crown.
Ah, yes. Yes. Shout out to my mommy.
Yeah, your mom made your crown. I know it did look like an Archie crown a little bit to me, but that it was really exciting. And so, at the roast, the winner of the roast the other night was Beth Fronczak, and so I thought it would be really fun to invite her to the show. Welcome to the show, Beth.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, Beth.
Hey. Topher's Megaza snatched his crown away.
A little bit, but it was well-deserved.
Oh,
it was
thank
well-deserved.
You. Thank you.
So, and I said to him, maybe you should hand your crown over to Beth, like, during the show, but he had it, like, pinned to his hair.
It was,
like,
yes, it was pinned.
It's just too much. I cannot remove it.
It was so perfect, too, just the way, and plus I have a huge noggin, so there was no way. It probably would have fit, like, halfway around my head, and I would have been embarrassed. So.
Oh, my goodness. So, Beth, you're a co-host of a podcast, right? And what is it's called Frank and Beans?
Yes, yeah, Frank and Persan Beans.
Okay.
It is a sex and relationship podcast, and I have to admit I was just laughing to myself about the theater thing because our episode this week that just released today was about sex in public. And I was like, I can think of something you could do in a movie theater.
If you need
oh
some
my
exercise.
Goodness.
Yeah, my co-host Brian knows all about that.
Oh no. Okay, see, now I have to go like listen to that episode because
yes.
like
You should have
a
great
movie episode. Theater, Brian.
Yeah. Brian lost his V card in the.
No! Well, you know what? No shame. No shame in that game.
So it's, I had to hold back the laughter while you were
talking. That is really funny.
Yeah.
So, Beth, we were talking a little bit about laughter and health. Just
yes.
to kind of relate it back to the show a little bit.
Definitely.
And you have a background in leisure activities, right?
I do, actually, yeah. It's funny because, so my degree, it sounds like a not real degree, but it is. it's recreation, sport, and tourism, which is actually generally housed in the kinesiology schools.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it's the whole study of like how play and, you know, laughter and that sort of thing has all these tremendous health benefits, and how important it is for recreation to have play. You know, play, we think of it as children's, but, you know, the things we do as adults for fun are also part of that whole recreation and play field. And so, you know, laughter for me is the best medicine, you know.
Absolutely.
It's one of the reasons I became a comedian, because if you don't laugh about sometimes you're going to cry.
My mother used to say that all the time.
Yeah. You
know, I think that there's truth to it.
Yeah.
And if you can find humor, then, you know, it releases all these great hormones in your brain if you're laughing. It's really good for you.
It really does, yeah. It's amazing. So, and they always say that. I think it's use less muscles in your face to smile than you do to frown. So.
That's true. I think I looked. I googled that one time,
yeah.
And it's actually true.
Yeah.
You know, so it's great that you found, you know, being a comedian to kind of tie in what you were already doing and what you studied.
Absolutely, yeah. It's, you know, for me, laughter is life. You know, and I didn't really find comedy until much later in life, but it's a passion for me. It's just something, you know, you have people who you grow up and you heard they always wanted to be a musician or always wanted to be a teacher or something, and I never knew what I wanted to be growing up, but, you know, comedy is it for me. I finally feel passionate about something, and making people laugh just brings me so much joy. Like, Topher, I know you know, it's the first time you got up on stage, you were like, it's just a high you feel. It's amazing. And giving that joy to other people is just such a gift, so.
Right. Well, you were so funny the other night. I think I voted for you every time you were up.
I wanted to, but we all know how to split it, but
Oh,
is that a secret?
Well, it's funny because, so my co-host Brian has been a judge for those before.
Oh, yeah.
And he will tell the other judge, he's like, I'm not voting against her. You're going to have to just vote for the person. It's my girl. I'm not voting against her. So.
Right. So where
even though that joke was very funny, he did not even vote for me. And I was like, okay, Brian.
People are going to be on to the fact that, like, you know, you're my co-host, my best friend.
It was so funny. The whole night was, though. So, Beth, where can people find your podcast?
You can find us on iTunes, on SoundCloud, on Stitcher. Definitely check us out on Facebook. We have lots of great content, and all the links are on Facebook, so definitely follow us on there. We're working on Twitter and Instagram. We're oldies, so. But it makes for a lot of experience for the show, so
Absolutely.
We have a lot of great stuff to share.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, check it out, and thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You know what I think it's time for, Topher?
Our favorite corner.
Woke up this morning, take a look at my clock. It's way past noontime, now I'm late for work. Tell me, what have I done wrong? Ain't nothing going right with me. Must be I've been smoking too long.
Time for Cannabis Corner, and that was Smokin' by Robin Frederick, performed by Meredith Sisko. So, Topher and I were at City Hall today.
Yes, it was an adventure downtown.
It was an adventure. And so we went to the City Board of Health meeting, and because we're really concerned about patients, you know, right now.
Yes, it's been 2 years. What the heck, Arkansas?
I know, exactly. We'd like to use stronger language, but we can't, right?
Yes, because the
and,
FCC.
We're going to follow the rules. But 2 years, so I had written... I had called actually all the members of the Board of Health, and I had some nice conversations with Dr. Crittenden and Dr. Patton, and they invited me to be on the agenda of this meeting. But then the city attorney actually took me off the agenda because they feel that there's not really much that they can do on the city level. But we went to the meeting anyway, because if you know me, you know I don't give up.
And
So we went to the meeting and presented the case. You know, I mean, I am a cannabis patient. I was living in Massachusetts. I moved back to Fayetteville by choice, thinking that things were going to get up and running. And I've spoken in other areas of the country, states that were just getting up and running, and it does take a little time. But this is 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a public health issue because we're talking about patients who have epilepsy, autoimmune diseases, Crohn's disease, cancer, who are waiting 2 years for medication. What other medication would a Board of Health allow people to be without for 2 years?
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. So we presented our case, and it is really cool that the city of Fayetteville has an ordinance that was written, I believe, in 2005. It was written a long time ago that reduces the risk that you'll be arrested and prosecuted.
Yeah, but it's still so weird because you were like telling me afterwards that you looked up like the actual like records of marijuana arrest, and the number really hasn't changed.
No, it really hasn't. In fact, some years it's gone up a little bit. And so you have to be breaking another law for them to give you a ticket. Essentially, they give you a ticket and you have to appear in court, as long as it's just a personal amount. Mm-hmm. So let's say, like, I know someone who didn't put their blinker on when they were turning and was pulled over, and they had a personal amount of cannabis in the car, and they ended up having to spend over $1,000 to go to court over this very small amount. So I think we still have lots of work to do. And of course, they still have to follow the state law, which is kind of what they said to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, as an activist, so when a city official says there's nothing we can do, that makes me want to try harder.
Yeah, it's
and
like
find the way that it can be done,
absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, it's like, which, and one of the people, you know, there, I can't remember their names, but one of the guys there was saying, like, that, you know, it's time to look at the people who are in office and were put, I guess, in place to to do the thing that's taking 2 years to do.
Right.
And like be like, why are you here if you're not doing it?
Exactly. And so I have reached out to some people who are running for state rep, like Denise Garner and Nicole Clowney, both of whom have told me that they're pro-cannabis. So you definitely want to vote and look at, you know, there are, you know, or make the phone calls to these people who are running for office and ask them, are you going to be pro-patient for cannabis? You know, I think full legalization is fine. I have nothing against it. I think it, you know, we should end prohibition and everybody should be able to have the medicine that they want and grow what they need, you know. But right now we're really talking about patients, some of whom are pretty sick, and I myself declined in function since I've been here. When you're living in a black market state like this and you have illnesses that could be treated with cannabis, you know, it's hard to find what you need. You have to choose between being a patient or a criminal every day.
Yeah. And it's still, even like socially, it's still so like stigmatized. Like, you know, which I mean, if you don't want to talk about it, we can move on.
Yeah, no, we can talk about that.
You know, you've, you know, obviously tried to share your story and share like the work that you're doing on other local like platforms and other, you know, avenues and whatnot, and it's still, there's still pushback of like, there's just too much attached to cannabis that they don't want to touch it, and they don't want to even like open the door to talk about it at all.
That is still true in some places for sure, but then you go somewhere like Oklahoma and they wrote this great law that's very open, and patients can grow their own medicine, and the dispensary licenses are affordable for people, you know. So we see that happening. You know, I've done some work with Illegally Healed and with Corey Hunt and spoken in various places, and when we met in Tulsa we were like so excited and happy because the people actually can have what they really need. And I want that for Arkansas. You know, what happened here is really criminal. It was corporatization. The dispensary licenses are were so expensive, you know, not available to the average person to get into the cannabis industry. And, you know, I really feel like it's criminal what's happened. And so I am going to keep working. If there's any activists out there that want to work with me to, I'd like to draft an amendment to the amendment that passed that includes patient grow rights. And, you know, the Attorney General currently has rejected every amendment that people have put forth to this amendment, but they've mostly been recreational amendments. So this would be adding grow rights for patients to the current amendment. By leaving it out, they've left patients with no medicine. And then, like we were talking about, Topher, the CBD industry is growing like crazy here. There's so many CBD shops. It's hard for people to know what type of medicine, whether it will work for them. It's expensive. And you definitely have to ask for lab results. So if you go into a CBD shop, don't be afraid to ask them, where is this hemp sourced? You know, do you have lab results? Can you show me there are no pesticides? Can you show me that it's organic? Because you're putting it in your body. I know someone, I think, you know, potentially she smoked some CBD flower because now they sell the actual flower that you can roll into a joint or put in a pipe, which is pretty cool. But you want to make sure before you smoke that, that it's actually organic hemp CBD product. So, you know, I think there are so many different shops. They seem to pop up on every corner, don't they?
Yeah.
They're everywhere. And I know that you've had some good, well, they're still calling them smoke shops, you know?
Yeah, which I mean, I don't like because, you know.
Right.
It makes me feel like a kid that uses Juuls. So.
Juuls?
Yeah, it's like an e-cigarette thing.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a little flash drive. It looks pretty cool, but kids don't do it.
Don't do it. I know they were talking about that at the Board of Health meeting about smoking.
And, oh, yeah.
And, you know, in Fayetteville, there are some clubs where people can smoke indoors. I cannot believe it when I see it. It's just, so you know, in Massachusetts, it's been so long since you could do that in any establishment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that we will continue our fight. We'll go to the State Board of Health and then, you know, work on an amendment. And, you know, anyone out there, like I said, who is interested in working on these projects, we definitely could use some more activist help. And it's really so that patients can have what they need. You know, I know, Topher, you were just in that music video, I'm a Patient, Not a Criminal.
Oh, yes.
And people should check that out. That's something that Illegally Healed produced. And, you know, we just keep saying what needs to be said and not be afraid to do that, even though it is still stigmatized. We are still in the South, but there's lots changing. Look at Oklahoma. Look at what they tried to do here, but we just have lots more work to do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Is that the wrap of the
Is
corner?
Is that the wrap of Cannabis Corner? Did you have more you wanted to add?
Did I? Well, we did. Well, we didn't. We didn't.
What didn't we do, Topher?
Well, did we? I guess. No. That'd be starting drama. We don't want to start drama.
No, we don't want to start
okay.
drama.
Then we're done with the Cannabis Corner.
All right.
To get some breakfast, but I ain't got no food. I take me a shower, but that damn water don't feel so good. Oh, tell me, what have I done wrong? Ain't nothing going right for me. Must be I've been smoking too long.
Ginger Doss, and you're listening to the Wendy Love Edge Show with Topher Kogan. Stay elevated.
Our next guest is our musical guest, and this week it is my honor to introduce a vaudeville indie rocker, Randall Shreve. Hey, Randall, how are you?
Hello, good. Happy to be here. Thank you.
We're so excited that you're here. So, what's been going on with you?
Well, a lot. Writing a whole lot.
Cool.
Three albums right now.
For three albums?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I took a little bit of time off to do a Freddie Mercury tribute recently.
That advertised.
Yeah. So that took all my time and effort and energy, because that's just not something I agreed to do it, and then I panicked and was just like, oh, my God, how am I going to get out of this? And then ended up pushing through to, like, learn new things about myself and believe in myself more. And
wonderful.
Did the show, and it was wonderful. It was great, and we've rescheduled it to do it at least once more.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
And will that be in Fayetteville at all? I saw
it's
it
in Little Rock.
It's in Little
right
Rock.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The person who put the whole thing on, who asked me to be a part of it,
mm-hmm.
was doing it specifically this show in Little Rock, and then we've rebooked it in Little Rock, and we'll probably add a couple more markets later.
Oh, yeah. I hope you bring it to Fayetteville. Although Topher and I have been to Little Rock, we'll probably be going back for this Board of Health thing, so coincide with the show.
Oh, nice. So with the Freddie Mercury tributes, do you like wear like any like costumes inspired by?
Yeah. I mean, definitely tried to appreciate the essence,
mm-hmm.
you know, and share the essence of Freddie Mercury in whatever way I could. You know, didn't go like stitch for stitch with him, because it's just there's no point. And, you know, his stuff was so elaborate. Well, that's one thing I learned while doing it early in his career was all the elaborate stuff, the stuff where it was just ridiculous what he's wearing.
Yeah.
Later in his career, and reading a biography during this process, I also understood more. He got kind of tired of what a big deal people made out of how he was dressing.
Oh, yeah.
That was becoming too much of a thing, and Freddie knew that he was Freddie, you know, before anybody else did. So this wasn't enough of a thing for him that it should be taking attention off of the fact that he was Freddie. He was a king, among men. He was not, or a queen in this case, of course. But he went out and he owned it, and then whenever he realized people were talking too much about his outfits, he started wearing the most ridiculous, like, sweatpants and an undershirt and short shorts and tube socks. He stopped being that Freddie and became the Freddie that people more commonly associate with Queen in that whole era. You know, the mustache Freddie, the I do not care what you think about what I'm wearing.
Right.
You know,
cool.
And I'd never separated the two. And both were truly him. It's just that he did not let anybody tell him who to continue being. Not just who to be, but don't tell me who to keep being.
Are you going to shave the sides of your mustache?
Oh, yeah. I grew it out for the show and shaved just before. So I actually did it for like 10 days before, so I'm walking around with Freddie Mercury mustache that doesn't go with any of my clothing.
I feel like... Lady Gaga also did like the same kind of thing.
It
was super elaborate, and then Joanne came out and it was like jeans, pink hat.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. She
That's
does.
True. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I know you brought some music with you. So what are we going to listen to first?
The first one, I think, if it's QFY, I think it is. It's Dance You Dogs. It's the first one off of my most recent release that features the DeVilles, who play with me live.
Wonderful. Okay.
Dance You Dogs.
That dress you wore in life was black and white. We're gonna shake the shake away tonight. Out of your nose and loosen up your clothes. Put on your dancing shoes. Inside a truth that makes you sad.
That was awesome. Thank you, Randall. Mm-hmm. So what are we going to hear next?
The next song is called Evil. It's off the same record. It's a song that I wrote a few years back that's just about my my ongoing and evolving argument or battle with the American Christian Church.
All right, let's hear it.
Evil.
Maybe I'm evil. Maybe you're cruel. If you can be somebody's friend, you can be somebody's fool. Maybe I'm guilty. Then guilty I'll be. Don't punish me.
Our health guest today is owner and operator and the inventor of Wilbur's Web, Jeffrey Perkins. Jeffrey is a cannabis activist who graduated at the top of his class from Nashville Medical College in 2014 with an MA in nursing. He invented Wilbur's Web formula. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Thank you for having me, Wendy. I am so excited to be here.
I am so excited to meet you in person.
Cause I know, it's been years.
It has been years, but our activism paths haven't crossed in person yet.
Yeah, I do a lot more in the South than up North, but of course we get invitations and stuff, you know, sent to the company. So it just depends really on, you know, what events are going on. And
sure. So let's talk a little bit about CBD, because your Wilbur's Web is a CBD formula.
Yes, we formulated the product so that there is no THC. So it's available in all 50 states and about 17 other countries. So you can actually take it anywhere with you, and it's still legal. The cool thing about that was, you know, we were able to help more people. bring the price down, actually, not lift it. And so most of our products under the brand are under $100, so they're really affordable. You know, we start people out usually like on some of our simple syrups that you can add to your drinks, or, you know, like some of our sublingual sprays and stuff like that. And then up to the tinctures. I mean, there's so many products that you can use. It just depends on what your needs are.
Right.
And we give free consults with every single message. If you message me on Facebook and you're like, I want to place an order, we give you a free one-hour consultation. It's on the house.
And that's amazing, because people want to get, you want to give them the true information so they can make an informed decision about the medicine. Mm-hmm. And so CBD is just one of the cannabinoids.
Correct.
Right?
It is the second most dominant cannabinoid in the cannabis plant. And the cool thing about CBD is, so THC will work off of your CB1 receptor predominantly. CBD works off of your CB2 receptor, which goes directly to your nervous system. So pretty much any nerve you have in your body below your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's non-binding, so it doesn't bind to our receptors like THC does. So we think that through our research that the reason that CBD is non-psychoactive is because it does not bind to your receptors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And we have receptors all over our body, in our brain, and that's one of the reasons that cannabis works so well for so many conditions. There's receptors all over.
350.
Our body. Yeah.
And then, you know, the cool thing is that it also makes proteins. So CBD, when you ingest cannabidiol, what you get is your body starts to produce the correct proteins. So imagine if you had, let's say, a bracket, and the top is where it's hanging, and then you've got, say, circles at the end. Those would be your nerve clusters.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bracket itself would be where it travels, correct? So what happens with pharmaceuticals is we go, okay, this cluster here, we're going to clamp down on it. And that's what pharmaceuticals do. They bind to your receptors. Well, what happens is it tilts your balance, your yin and yang, so you become, like, inflamed, or, you know, you just have different reactions. Well, CBD does not do that. It actually will travel the path of that bracket, quote-unquote, and the other cool thing it does is it actually sends and receives messages, which is really cool. You know, it's one of the only substances on Earth that we've found that can actually communicate back to your brain.
It's
amazing.
So it's sending a message back to your brain about kind of the state of your body.
Status updates. Right.
Interesting. So I wanted to ask you also, so recently the Big Pharma has come out with their own CBD product, Epidiolex.
Epidiolex.
I keep saying it wrong. Epidiolex. And they say that it's a purified form of CBD. So, you know, my question always is, why would we want to reinvent the wheel? Like, CBD already exists. Why do they have to so-called purify it?
Because capitalism, Wendy.
Yeah. Oh, money. Mm-hmm.
This is what this does for us. And so it's not an all bad thing that they've come onto the market. This is what will happen with brands like myself and some of the other larger brands in the U.S. Basically, what happens is now that a patent has been formed, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So within 7 years, because this is how pharmaceutical patents work, by the end of that 7 years, we will have that same eligibility to apply and say, we have a formula that is similar or close enough to be generic Epidiolex or whatever you want to call it. And so that will allow many other people to step in and say, you don't have to be Big Pharma, you know, it gives the providers a lot more options.
Okay. But the doctor still can't write a prescription for other CBD products. They can only write it for their own.
They can write a recommendation at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what we're seeing is a surge in hemp-based products, not so much the cannabis-based products. Because it's really expensive to produce it from cannabis.
Sure.
So, you know, it's just legal in all 50 states, and mm-hmm. there's not really much you can do. So I want to urge all of the listeners right now, if you are looking for CBD products, don't feel like Big Pharma is the only way to go. Don't feel like Epidiolex is your only option. You do not have to spend $32,000 a year for your treatment. You know,
is that how much that drug is?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
And that's for your standard treatment option. That's not even for people like myself or you mm-hmm. who have like a brain injury or severe physical damage. You know, that's a pretty moderate dose. Right. And it's $32,000. Do you know how many people I could treat for $32,000?
I can't even do the math in my head, it's but a lot. Lots of people.
That's like 5 vape shops, right? There.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it doesn't take much. But again, I want to urge everyone to make sure that you have lab results when you're buying your CBD products. Always ask for lab results. And if you're one of the people who's transitioning into the CBD flower that we have, some people call it, you know, like light cannabis or low hemp. I've heard all kinds of different names for it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're buying that, make sure that you're getting those lab results. You know, anytime you're getting the flower or concentrates, you want to make sure that, you know, it's grown organically, that there's no pesticides, carcinogens. Those are things that can really hurt you. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to heal yourself, you definitely don't want to, you know, poison yourself.
Right.
So make sure you have lab results. ProVerde is the company that we use and many other mm-hmm. companies use. So if they're a reputable company and they're working with ProVerde, you know, it's a pretty safe bet.
Right.
Now,
so do you have a story of success with a patient that saw, you know, amazing results using CBD?
I do. We have an autistic child. I can't say his name on the air because sure. of mm-hmm. HIPAA rights. But basically, he's on the autistic spectrum. He was banging his head up against the walls and stuff because of the sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
So I formulated a product for them and sent it to them. And so what we saw was he no longer was bashing his head up against the wall. He was calm, quiet, collected. He could think. And when you would ask him, you know, what is the actual problem? What's wrong? He mm-hmm. would tell you there's too much noise, too much light, too much everything.
Right.
So he was on total system overload.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so it desensitizes them without that, how do I explain this? That effect of just not being there. You know how some medicines, they just kind of make you loopy.
Right.
It doesn't do that. It's non-psychoactive. So it's really good for your brain. It's really good for your immune system, your gut. I mean, anything. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a plethora.
Right. So that must have changed his life for the better.
It has.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, he is actually speaking.
Mm-hmm.
His favorite thing to do is read, but he reads out loud. So uh-huh. it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's great. And I'm sure you have other stories as well.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
So where can people find Wilbur's Web?
So you can find Wilbur's Web if you're local in the Mid-South area. We have a couple physical stores you can go to. Wizards, it's a well-known smoke shop, vape shop. I've been there for 40 years in Memphis. If you are in the Midtown area of Memphis, you can find it in Madison Pharmacy, which is in the Crosstown Concourse building. Excuse me.
So you have your product actually in a pharmacy?
We do.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
We sell our products. Most of our products is actually sold through the pharmacy.
Right, which is really the place it should be. You know, the smoke shops seem to have kind of picked it up. But
well, we have doctors from St. Jude's, local neurologist, they're referring their patients to buy our product because it is sold in a pharmacy, not in some, sure. you know, rickety vape shop.
Right.
Like Topher said.
Yeah. Oh, great. And then you have a page on Facebook also that people
I do. It's at Wilbur's Web CBD or at Wilbur's Web. There's an informational group, and then there's, of course, the page where you can buy and you know, leave your review. So
right, and you will be teaching a workshop at Elder Tree in Fayetteville tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Yes, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, mm-hmm. we'll be doing a raffle. I'm super excited.
Mm-hmm.
Anything
samples.
With Wendy's exciting.
Well, thank you. So I'm really happy that you're doing the workshop and people can learn more about it and sample the products. And we
I
have
feel
some,
like a lot of people
prizes,
will,
so,
will yeah. learn a lot. And mm-hmm. and you know, if you're in town, folks, if you're in the Fayetteville area, stop in. I mean, it's only a couple bucks to get in the door, and it's $200 first prize, $100 second prize, and then mm-hmm. we're giving a secret gift away for third prize.
Yeah, so I mean, you lots may just win one of those great prizes. But thanks for joining me. So,
Thank you so much.
The call-in number, you've been listening to the Wendy Lovett Show with Topher Kogan, and the call-in number is 781-832-2008. Please give us a call if you'd like to ask questions of Beth Frosnack, Randall Shreve, or Jeffrey Perkins. Again, it's 781-832-2008. And we had a little technical difficulty before this segment, and Randall, I'm so sorry, I didn't get to ask you where people can find your CDs and your music and if you have any upcoming shows.
Wherever music is found.
It's everywhere. It should be wherever you're looking.
Sure, yeah. All the usual.
As long as you spell my name right.
Randall Shreve.
It's two L's.
Mm-hmm. So that's great, and hopefully people will check that out. So again, the call-in number is 781-832-2008. So do you folks have any comments on some of the subjects we talked about tonight? What are your thoughts about the state of cannabis here in Arkansas?
I've actually learned a lot. I've been wondering about it. I've got friends who were going to, be on the front lines of it mm-hmm. whenever it was going to be free market and all, or it seemed like it was, at least at one point.
Sure.
People who were getting all excited about it, they were putting putting everything, in on it, and
sure.
and then they just stopped talking, and mm-hmm. so I was like, all right, it's bad news. I don't know if I want to even hear it.
I don't want to rub that sore.
And I would hear things now and then, but I've learned a lot on the show. Just it's nice to know kind of the mm-hmm. What the state of things is right now.
Right, and everybody's just been waiting so long, and I feel sad because I helped collect signatures for issue 7. If you guys remember, mm-hmm. there were two initiatives, and it seemed like it was so long ago. It was when I was first doing Bulldozer Health and coming to Fayetteville, and everyone was so excited, and it's just seen people kind of deflate over the last couple of years.
It is frustrating.
Yeah, it
is very frustrating. Well, and it looked at the beginning like Arkansas was going to be a leader.
Yeah,
it looked like we were going to be a leader for the South, and mm-hmm. we've had our chance. Oklahoma has taken that chance.
Yes,
it looks like Missouri is making efforts to step up. Step up from where they are anyhow, and it seems like we're being fought by our government on this.
Right.
Is what I've gathered, that there's a bureaucracy that disagrees with the people.
Mm-hmm. I blame the insidious claws and tentacles of Walmart. I honestly do.
That you have a good point on that, honestly.
I mean, because that's the only reason I could think of, what's the hold off is until it can, until they can monopolize and have it,
distribute,
and that's Arkansas's
it.
Yep. way.
Yeah.
They've already done that.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
And they have, they have their hands on all of the, the legislature, the law's
already done. They have a 30% share in one of the dispensaries that I've talked to.
See?
Really? Wow. Yeah, I kind of figured that was probably the case.
Basically it's just happening in their time.
Basically, politicians and big business are in this together right now, and they're saying, yeah, we want the people to have what they want, but in our terms, mm-hmm. Not the patient's terms. So what Wendy was doing today is super important, guys.
It's interesting because I'm from the state of Illinois, and I grew up there, and they were one of the first states to actually get in and do it, and mm-hmm. It's seen a lot of positive results, and I just moved here in December, and so I had heard that Arkansas was moving in the right direction, but it seems like not a lot of progress has been made in the last year.
Right, it's very frustrating. Jeffrey, what's happening in Tennessee?
Well, right now they're kind of lulling the people with these high CBD hemp strains,
mm-hmm.
And allowing us to sell flower. Really, if you live in Memphis or Nashville, you're covered, because a couple years ago they passed, I don't think it's an actual law, but
it's an ordinance.
Yeah, an ordinance where they've decriminalized it. So anything under a half ounce is a $50 fine or 10 hours of community service, and you choose.
So it's decriminalized.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you don't really see a lot of activity there. Maybe in East Tennessee you'll see some. At this point, they're still really hell-bent on keeping it in their hands. They don't want just getting out of control.
Oh, I see. Yeah. They're worried. What will happen?
Exactly.
Free for madness. You know, it's crazy. Well, the call-in number again is 781-832-2008 if you have a question for any of us. That's the other thing that really upsets me. When you're a patient, you know, crossing state lines. So I went to Nashville recently, and you have to think about all that. You know, what, you know, if you choose to bring medicine, you're really opening yourself up again to be a criminal, and it's really unfair. I mean, you could have like a boatload of opiates that are prescribed, mm-hmm. and a bottle of whiskey and a gun in the car, right?
Completely fine.
Completely fine.
Yeah.
You know, but a little bit of cannabis medicine, and you know, there's worries. And in some states with the CBD, people have been stopped and questioned, especially that CBD flower, because it looks so much like bud, you know.
It does.
You know, it looks like the same thing. So
if they can't tell, would it be like the threat of like they can just take it away from you and be like, okay,
well, what I encourage, you know, our buyers to do is always carry your lab result with you. Mm-hmm. That way you can say, hey, check this out, you know, this is what's in this strain or what's, you know, in it. So at least they have some kind of idea what they're dealing with. You know, not all law enforcement want to, you know, be hard on you and make it bad for you, you know. So I always encourage people to keep those lab results with you. You can find them on our page at Lures Web on Facebook.
So people carry, and also I would imagine the packaging, like maybe don't take it out of the original packaging. And you know, it's really too bad that we have to take these precautions, but you know, you don't want to end up being taken in. Certainly, if they test it, they're going to see that there's no THC in it. But it's sort of a huge inconvenience and scary, stressful situation, you know.
And it's a waste on taxpayer dollars. Let's just say that right there, plain and simple.
Right, you know? Right. Well, and that's a whole other issue, you know. You know, I think, like you pointed out, you know, it's really important that we take these steps and go and talk to our officials and people who are running for office. We're about to have the election in November.
Yes.
And so know where they stand on the issues that are important to you. And if you're a patient, definitely pick up the phone, call them, you know, drop in to visit them, you know, whatever you need to do to get the information that you need, because, you know, this is a critical time, not just on the cannabis issue, but everything. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a really important midterm election. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, Randall, like you were saying with the song that we played, you know, you had written it for one reason, but it kind of hits the times right now, doesn't it?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think a lot of people are discovering that with their own music or with their own, you know, music that they listen to, that whatever it is, mm-hmm. things change. The meaning of these things changes. And mm-hmm. if you let it, let it take on the new meaning for you, there's new power in it.
Right. Well, absolutely. And we're all sort of, you know, I know I have been, you know, looking for that peace of mind in everything that's been happening lately, from the Kavanaugh hearings and watching him, you know, have a tantrum in front of everyone and then be placed on the Supreme Court. I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and so laughter and music are just invaluable right now.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, for everyone. So if you'd like to call in, we still have a few minutes. It's 781-832-2008. And we have a few more minutes if you have something that you want to tell us.
I have a question for Randall Shreve.
Okay.
I do.
Come on.
So you are doing the Freddie Mercury tribute, mm-hmm. or you did and you're about to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So are you excited for the Bohemian Rhapsody movie?
Yeah, yeah, really excited.
Rami Malek.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been watching little details be slipped out to the general public over the, mm-hmm. over the years, and of course Queen's always been one of my favorite bands, and I guess at some point they were casting Sacha Baron Cohen in the role of Freddie Mercury.
I could see that.
Yeah, oh, it made so much sense, and I never saw it until that it was said, and I thought it was untrue, and then I found out it was true, and then I found out he backed out. And,
yeah. You know what? I think Rami Malek is
apparently
an absolutely outstanding choice. Like, yeah. If you've ever seen him on Mr. Robot, like,
I have not.
He is, oh gosh, you have to watch it. He is absolute brilliance.
Oh,
and
exciting.
I feel like he's an even better choice than Sacha Baron Cohen. Like, I mean, he's an amazing actor, and his whole personality as an actor is just right up Freddie's alley.
Oh,
Sacha Baron Cohen's almost a little too silly for who Freddie really
was.
Well, that's what I thought,
but I'm also a big fan of Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And Jim Carrey would take on a serious role, and I knew he could do it, you know?
Sure,
like,
yeah.
So when he did and delivered, it was always just a wonderful thing to me. Like, yeah. I had believed that he was more than just this, you know, odd character.
Absolutely.
And I believed that with Sacha Baron Cohen.
It's
unfortunate, but I have what I've read and what I've seen so far says that you're very right. What's his name?
Rami Malek. He's absolutely a brilliant young actor, and I just think that it's going to be an amazing choice. But you do have a good point. You know, a lot of comedians and comedic actors, you know, Sacha Baron Cohen is one. Robin Williams is one who was Mr. Mm-hmm. Funny Guy until he proved that he could really take on those serious roles too. But, you know, again, it's kind of that whole duality you have as a comedian. If you don't laugh about stuff, you're going to cry about it. And especially with all that, like you said, all the stuff that's going on in the world today.
Everything that's going on. It's been so hard for people. I see people forming support groups and just wanting to be able to talk about what they're seeing, you know, because it's almost surreal sometimes what's going on. But I was thinking when you're talking, so I can't wait for this movie to come out. Yes. And I was thinking, that's the perfect film for you to do a little exercise to.
Oh, is that?
So what she's saying is get busy at the movie.
Oh, wait a minute.
Make sure to take all your B12 and be complex.
There we go.
So it can have a triple purpose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So when it's due out, I think the first week in November.
November 2nd.
Yeah, we're waiting.
I cannot wait. It's going to be amazing.
I know, that's great.
I'm so excited to see that it's going to be this popular. Like, it's a big deal, at least in any of my social media. Everyone is excited about this movie.
Yeah.
And so to know that is really, I think, like, that would have, you know, surprised Freddie, I think.
Maybe, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I just worry. Everyone is so excited. Sometimes when that happens, the film doesn't live up to it. But I feel like that's not going to happen this time.
Oh, yeah.
With Queen music throughout, you cannot go wrong.
You can't go wrong. Absolutely. Probably, you know, the best Broadway show that I saw was Tommy, the rock opera.
Yeah.
And so I kind of, like, am thinking of this movie that way. It was just unbelievable because the music was so incredible. Mm. It just, you know, the rest of it.
Pinballs.
Yeah.
And there's so many members of the band still that have such great input to put into it about who he really was and things that really happened that, you know, that it should be pretty good.
I think it'll be good.
I think it's gonna be
amazing. So Topher, can we get a commitment from you for the coming week?
You know what? Okay, so I think the next movie I'm probably going to go see is A Star is Born.
Oh,
I want to see that, too.
Yes, I've heard it's amazing that Gaga does not disappoint.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably do exercises in the movie before that.
All right. Well, that'll be a good start. Yeah, it'll be a good start.
I'm making fun of you at the next
episode. Oh, no. But, yeah, I'll try to get there.
Well, maybe, you know, if you think it's a little winter blues coming, maybe CBD. What are your thoughts about CBD for winter blues?
CBD is great for depression, period. You know, I myself get a lot of relief from it.
So, I do, too, actually.
You know, a lot of... Again, it goes back to that balance I was talking about, homeostasis. And your body, you know, at the end of the year, it's tired.
Right.
You know, it's not in perfect homeostasis. It's not.
Right.
It's inflamed. So the best thing you can do is, you know, ingest those cannabinoids. And if CBD is all you got, CBD is all you got.
Right. Well,
but it helps.
I think it definitely helps for depression. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Wilbur's Webb and Randall Shreve. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And Beth Franzek, it was so great to have you all here tonight.
Thank you for having us. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to The Wendy Lovett Show with Topher Cogan, and he's been Topher.
She's been Wendy.
We'll catch you next week.